You're listening to SBS News.
Investor Matt Cole recalls the moment he realised he'd been scammed out of $100,000.
To be honest, I was physically ill. The amount of self-doubt, the amount of just feeling how stupid I was that I could actually fall victim to something like this.
After finding a link to a London-based stock trading firm on his social media account, Matt did some research, but didn't realise it was fake. He says a professional website had been created, and along with a number of positive reviews online.
A highly sophisticated, very, very professional Forex trading platform, which looked, it even had an education, it had videos, it had documentation to explain Forex trading, how it works.
Everything seemed completely legitimate, and shortly after signing up, the scammers contacted him.
Then advised that I would have an account manager phoning me up, and that account manager phoned me up within 2 hours, and then that started a four-month relationship.
Delia Rickard says the level of sophistication is so high, few would be immune.
They let you take your money out at the beginning just to engender that trust. So, look, it is a really difficult situation for people.
The monitoring service this year said there was a significant increase in complaints to the ACCC ScamWatch site, with victims reporting losses of $236 million, equating to an 87% increase on last year. The most common type, investment scams responsible for $121 million being stolen. Ms. Rickard says consumers from diverse backgrounds are vulnerable, with nearly $13 million lost directly to phishing and investment scams alone.
If you've got relatives, friends who don't have English as a first language and not good with it, talk to them in their language about scams. Help get the message across.
She's encouraging more people to overcome apprehensions and report their experiences to ScamWatch.
We know that people are embarrassed and don't want to talk about their experience with scams. This is National Scams Awareness Week, and our message to people is let's talk about scams.
But an increase in online activity during the pandemic has also left more businesses vulnerable, according to Ben Young, Westpac's head of fraud.
The business email compromise has gone up by 57%. That's our observations for the last 12 months. That is typical to the other scams as well. But it's, you know, particularly sad, especially for businesses coming out the other side of COVID and trying to, you know, recover.
Emails impersonating suppliers to collect payments among the new methods, leaving more businesses and consumers caught out.
And we also encourage businesses, when you get a change in banking details or a new invoice, to do a callback process. You know, and not on the phone number that was in the email. You know, you call on a number you trust.
Through Australian Identity and Cyber Support Service IDCare, Matt Cole was able to salvage some of his stolen money, but his message to others, don't open links from unfamiliar sources. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.